今天晚上的聚会要继续这个《天国好像宝贝》这个题目。
Tonight in our evening service, we will continue to discuss about the topic, Our Heavenly Kingdom is like a treasure.
我们请看马太福音十三章四十四节。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 14.
马太福音十三章四十四节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
四十四节。
Verse 44, sorry.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国好像宝贝。
Our heavenly kingdom is like a treasure.
简单说就是神的国要建设在这个地面上，就是神的教会。
In other words, it means that the kingdom of heaven must be established on earth, which is the church.
在神的教会里面有很多神的恩典，也把它看为是宝贝的。
And within the church, all the grace and blessings from God will be seen as treasures.
那这个宝贝呢？藏在地里。
Once a treasure is hidden underground.
那这个人呢？偶然发现。
And this person comes along and finds it.
并不是他用心去寻找。
He did not look for it or seek for it on purpose.
既然是呢偶然发现呢是一个好机会。
Out of the blue, he found it, which means that he grabs hold of a chance.
那关于这一点呢我们上安息日下午有讲啊。
And according to this, we have spoken about this last Saturday.
但是讲一部分，还有一部分今天晚上要讲。
And it is yet to be finished, and we shall finish it this evening.
这个人既然呢忽然间发现这个宝贝。
Once this person found this treasure,
他能够把握机会。
He was able to grasp hold of this chance.
机会是可遇不可求。
Because you can only, you cannot look for chance, but chances come to you.
我们信耶稣的人，很多人相信机会是神安排的。
For many of us who believe in Jesus Christ, we know that God arranges these chances for us.
那既然神有这种好的美意要你遇到了，你就要去把握住它。
And therefore, since God has given us this chance, so we must grasp hold of this chance.
那么有关要把握机会的我们有提到说要相信耶稣得救恩受洗，这个也是一个机会。
We know that when we believe in Jesus Christ and we get baptized and we receive salvation, this is the chance that Jesus Christ has given us.
有的人来。听道理听很久，不受洗结果错了那个机会，这真的很遗憾。
There are true seekers that has been truth seeking for a long period of time, but would not get baptized, and this is truly a pity.
所以我们从圣经里面可以发现，有的人呢，很懂得把握住这个机会，他就得到神的恩典。
From within the Bible, we can see that there are many people who knows how to grasp hold of their own chances, and therefore receive treasures.
那第二点有提到人生的终身大事也是很非常宝贵，终身大事婚事。
And secondly, we know that marriage is very important to one's life.
这个要把握住机会。
And this is something that you must grasp hold of chances too.
另一半神已经安排在你的面前，你不把握机会会错过的。
If God has arranged for your second half to be close to you, and if you do not grasp hold of this chance, then you have wasted God's chance that He has given to you.
当然呢，这个把握机会包括当事人与介绍人。
And this also includes the marriage counsels and the person and ourselves.
那第三点有提到做善事的机会。
And the third point we talked about the chances to do good deeds.
那么有关这一点呢没有讲完。
We have not finished upon this topic.
加拉太书第六章第十节。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 10.
加拉太书第六章第十节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 10.
267页新约。所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。众人当然包括还没有认识神的人。
When we say all people included, all those people who have not yet known God.
这种人呢，也是我们要帮忙他的。
And these are the people that we must help.
那当然呢，信徒一家的人更要把握住机会去帮忙他。
Moreover, the family of believers must grasp hold of this chance to help these people.
过去有些宗教团体呢，他们献助于做善事是只有他们这个团体，这个观念不一定正确的。
In the past, there are many religious communications that limit to doing good within their own communication.
所以我们教会呢，
within their own community.
我们教会现在这个做善事也渐渐呢，从我们这个团体再伸到外面去帮助。
Therefore, nowadays our church try to reach out of our own community to help all those others outside.
这是很正确的观念。
And this is a very good ideal.
那这个善事呢，包括很广。
And when we talk about doing good deeds, it covers a wide range of.
传福音救人，这是很大的善事。
When we spread the gospel to save people and give people salvation, this is a good deed.
一个人要灭亡之前，能够获得你的拯救。
Before someone comes to an end,
他能够保住性命。
But when they are able to receive salvation,
这是很大的善事。
This is a good deed that you can do upon others.
但是有的人始终都没有找到这种机会。
However, someone might not always find the chance to do so.
但是呢，主耶稣给我们的机会实在是很多啊。
But we know that Jesus Christ gives us a lot of chances.
那现在我们要提的就是有关代祷的这种善事。
So next, the good thing that we can do is to intercede for others.
请看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章第一节到第四节。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
298页，新约298页，二章第一节到第四节。
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 2.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢，为经文和一切在位的也该如此。使我们可以尽全端正平安无数的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。第四节，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。神所悦纳的，这是很宝贵的事情。
Something that pleases God is something that we must treasure.
那代祷的本钱，每个信徒都有。
And we all have to.Ability to intercede for others.
每个人神都有给他这种权力跟机会啊，跟能力。
God has given this, given all this ability and chance to intercede for others.
甚至不会讲话的人也可以用他的心灵啊来祷告。
Even those who cannot speak can even pray for others within their hearts.
啊，这是一种很容易做的善事。
This is a good deed that all of us can do, and it is very easy to do.
那这个呢，也要把握机会。
But you must grasp hold of these chances.
有人听到呢，有这种代祷的内容啊，代祷的内容，就是要为某某事情来祷告。
Once one hear about something that needs to be prayed for.
但是有些人呢，一直呢，都是呢，强迫性的祷告。强迫性的祷告。
But sometimes others pray forcefully.
不是属于住院的祷告。
Oh, they do not pray out of their own will.
健康的祷告很重要。
It is very important to pray healthfully.
那什么叫做健康的祷告？
What does it mean to pray healthfully?
当然呢，这里所说的呢，是健康的祷告。
What is written here means that one is praying healthfully.
出于甘心乐意喜欢去做的。
Because one is praying out of their own will.
但是在教会里面这种强迫性的祷告经常有啊。
But it often happens in church that people are prayed forcefully, are forced to pray.
这个就不健康的祷告。
And this is unhealthy.
像有时间的限制，我相信有的人呢心里不甘愿，但是被强迫啊，我不在这个时间里面祷告。不行啊，因为这样规定，这个叫做强迫性的祷告。
Within church, sometimes we are forced to pray because there is a time limit, whereas you must pray within the time limit, and this is a forceful prayer.
那在这种情形之下呢，祷告没有什么效果。
And under these situations, the prayer is not effectful.
比如说主领这个限住时间祷告的人，一定会经常去看他的表。
Because The person who is praying and leading the prayer will often check out his or her watch.
那一定要在啊、如果规定三十分，就一定要跪三十分，这个就不健康。
If you feel that you must pray within a time limit, say it was set to be 30 minutes, and you stop praying after that, then this is not healthy.
但是在团体里面呢，经常有这种啊、强迫性的祷告。
But within a group, we often do this.
所以在这边所提到的呢，就是我们个人的心态很自由的，甘心乐意来代祷，这个很大的善事。
Here it mentions that the good deed that we must do is we must all pray out of our own will.
那有的人都是等到有人宣布有这种强迫性的祷告才在进行啊，这个往往呢不是出于真诚的心啊。
And often we find ourselves doing praying because it is an order and this is not out of our own will and it does not please God.
那真正出于爱心、爱心的关怀的这种代祷个人性的呢？这个是很大的善事。
The most good deed that you can do is to pray out of your good deeds and your own will.
这个我们把它列为健康的祷告。
And this we will call it healthy prayer.
那如果这种人很少呢？天父尊神会觉得很奇怪。
And if God finds out that there are very few people praying healthily,
请看以赛亚书五十九章十六节。以赛亚书五十九章十六节。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter
59.
Chapter 59, verse 16.
旧约八百七十一页，十六节。他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异，就用自己的膀臂实行拯救，以公义扶持自己。神。看到没有人代求啊，他觉得很奇怪。
God thought it was quite strange that no one else was interceding.
所以我们在呢，神的教会里面呢，如果有很多人经常呢，把握住机会呢，做这种代祷的善事啊。
Therefore, if within church many people are able to grab hold of chances to intercede for others,
那么神呢，非常喜悦。
And God will be very pleased.
既然是神所许愿呢、啊、当然呢有神的恩典会临到他。
Once God is pleased, then God will surely send down blessings and grace.
所以有的人呢他很、能够呢、来善用这种机会。
Some people they know very well how to grab hold of these chances.
那么有关把握机会呢还有 一点呢就是工作的机会。
And another chance that we must grab hold of is the chances that we are given to work for the Lord.
请看约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 9.
第四节。
Chapter 9 verse 4.
约翰福音第九章第四节。
Gospel of John chapter 9 verse 4.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来做的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工。主耶稣说要工作，趁着白天呢。
Jesus Christ said that we must work while it is still daytime.
在那农业社会的时代呢，太阳还没有下山之前，要赶快工作。
During those days of agriculture, people often have to work before the sun goes down.
如果太阳西下以后，你要工作已经暗了，没有办法。
Because once the sun goes down, the world is dark and you cannot work no more.
所以主耶稣在这边说啊，要工作要趁着白天。
Therefore, here Jesus Christ said, if you want to work, you must work while it is still bright.
意思就是说呢，有工作可做呢，您要呢把握住这个机会。
This is to mean that once you have some work that you must do, then you must grab hold of this chance to do it.
那这个工作呢，包括我们做圣工，还有一般的工作。
And here the work is not only the holy work that you must do, but also the worldly works that you must do.
基督徒也不能够忽略一般的工作。
Because as a Christian, we must not neglect our worldly work.
有的人呢，这个职位夺来容易，他不懂得去珍惜啊。
Some people receive their status easily, and they do not know how to treasure it, and they do not know how to treasure it.
有时候闹脾气啊，要除掉就除掉。 等到他后悔，已经机会过去了，没有办法。
Sometimes when they throw tempers, they would try to quit their jobs, but afterwards, when they regret, it is hard to get their jobs back.
那当然呢，啊，参与圣工呢，这个也要抓住机会。
It is the same with holy work; we must grab hold of chances.
那么主耶稣在这边说，黑夜来到，黑夜将到，就没有工可以做了。
Here Jesus Christ said that the night is coming when no one can work no more.
什么叫黑夜呢？
What does it mean by night time is coming?
这个好几点的含义在里面。
There are many different meanings underneath.
比如说，恶势力掌权的时候。
One is when the dark, one is when evil power is in authority.
让这些正直的好，这些好人呢，会觉得啊，现在是黑夜黑暗的时候。
And meanwhile, the righteous will think this is a time of night time.
我们请参看路加福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke.
22:53.
Luke chapter 22, verse 53.
路加福音22:53.
Gospel of Luke chapter 22, verse 53.
我天天同你们在殿里。你们不下手拿我，现在却是你们的时候，黑夜掌权了。主耶稣在世传福音救人大概三年多左右。
Within the 3 years that Jesus Christ preached on earth，
那他在这边所说的已经是黑暗掌权的时候，已经不自由了。
But here Jesus said that the dark is reigning over the world. This means that he is no longer in freedom.
所以他趁着那个黑暗的势力还没有发动的时候呢，他一直抓住这个机会啊，来传福音救人。
And meanwhile, Jesus Christ grabbed hold of this chance whilst the dark hasn't come yet to preach to others.
那么在黑暗掌权的时候，他已经失去自由了。
Because when the dark reigns, then he will lose his freedom.
当然，他的门徒也会失去自由。
And of course, his disciples will lose their freedom as well.
那么神的教会有一天呢，在这个地面上也会遭遇到这些事情。
And these are the things that the Church of God might go through in the future, will go through in the future.
那黑暗掌权有时候是在地面上的部分部分的地区发生。
When the dark takes authority, it might happen in different parts of this world.
那等到整个这个地面上都黑暗掌权的时候，当然没有办法。
But once the dark and evil takes over the whole world, then you can no longer serve the God with holy work.
所以这个黑暗掌权呢，就是恶势力在掌权，好人失去自由。
And therefore, when here it says that when darkness reigns, it means that when evil power takes over this world, and the righteous loses their freedom.
所以有一天呢，比如说一个国家呢是无神论的人掌权呐。
If one day a nation is taken over by an atheist,
那这些有宗教信仰的人就会失去自由。
And all the religious people will lose their freedom in their religion.
你要宣传你的信仰，你会受压迫啊。
You will be persecuted if you want to spread your gospel.
那当然呢，就没有机会了。
And therefore you will lose your chances.
我们再看路加福音19章。
Let's continue to look at Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
41-44.
Chapter 19, verse 41 to verse 44.
41节，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说：巴不得你们在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。主耶稣在感叹耶路撒冷这个城市快要沦陷。
Jesus Christ was saddened by the sight that Jerusalem was almost taken over.
还没有沦陷之前呢，这个是每个人的好机会。
Before Jerusalem was besieged, it is the chance of everyone.
那等到沦陷以后呢，就没有机会了。
Once Jerusalem is besieged, they no longer have chances.
那么有关呢？什么时候沦陷是一种奥秘。
But it is a mystery to when Jerusalem will be taken over.
那么有关这个事情在历史上我们了解，大概在主后七十年左右发生的。
But we know that from history after about 700 AD it happened.
也就是说，犹太地被罗马的军兵围困了。所有的工作都停顿。
This is when Jerusalem was taken over by Romans.
当年要传福音更不可能。
It was impossible for anyone to preach the gospel.
那时候的人呢，只要能够保住一条命就很感谢。
During those times, it was considered lucky if they were able to just stay alive.
所以主耶稣说，巴不得这个日子呢，能够知道关系平安的事情。
Therefore, Jesus said that I hope you would only know this day that would bring you peace.
平常不觉得平安的重要。
Because before that, you never know the importance of having peace.
等到呢，临到不平安的地步的时候，要遵循他已经没有机会。
But once they have lost their peace, then they do not know how they did not treasure it.
所以在神的教会，这些相信神的人呢，懂得把握机会很重要。
Therefore, it is very important to know how to grab hold of your chances.
那有关这个黑暗呢，还有值得个人来说。
And
一个人快临终的时候
this darkness also means to each individual before they die.
他就是要快进入黑暗的时候。
Because before one is close, before one dies, they are close to the darkness.
一个人的这一口气还在，眼睛还能够展开看的时候，就是白日，就看得见。
Because while one is still alive, while one is still able to see the light, then they are still in brightness.
但是当他的眼睛闭起来展不开的时候，就进入黑暗。
But once the eye is closed and you can no longer see the world, then you have gone into darkness.
请看约伯记。
Let's turn to Book of Job.
十章二十节、二十一节。
Job chapter 10.
二十节、二十一节。
Job chapter 10, verse 20 and 21.
约伯记第十章二十节、二十一节，六百三十四页，六百三十四页。
Job chapter 10, verse.
我的日子不是甚少吗？求你停手宽容我，叫我再往而不回。诸仙就是往黑暗和属印诸地，以仙可以稍得长快。耶伯啊，当他生病严重的时候
，When Job was severely ill，
他的身心都很痛苦啊。
He was tormented physically and mentally。
那他希望呢？他要往黑暗属印诸地之前呐、啊。
And he hoped that before he goes into the gloom and deep shadows,
能够心里舒服一点
he could be able to feel relief.
能够达到这一点点，他就非常好。
He felt that if only he could achieve this little bit of relief, he would have felt very good.
所以一个人的人生快要结束的时候，就是要进入黑暗。
Therefore, before one enters into death, they are close to going into darkness.
所以主耶稣说要趁着白日工作，就是不要等到黑暗来临、啊、就是有以上这些意思。
And here it means that when Jesus said, work while it is light, do not wait till dark comes over. It means that you must work while you are alive before you enter into death.
我们再看传道书第九章第十节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10.
传道书第九章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10.
凡你所当做的事，要尽力去做，因为在你所必去的阴间，没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。古代的人呢，他们要结束人生的生活呢，在换来来生呢，他们都把这个坟墓，把它形容为是要去阴间这个字眼。
In the olden days, they describe us going into their next life as into the graves.
那也就是说呢，当这个日子来临呢，所有想要做的都没有机会。
And here they are saying that once the day comes, you no longer have the chance to do anything that you have planned for.
所以有的人著书啊，做书啊，那这一本书还没有完成，但快要断气，他真的要把它完成。
Whenever when one is composing a book, they really want to finish the book well before they die.
所以这里所说的就是一般的工作或者圣工都包括在内。
And therefore, what it says here includes all the work that you must do.
有的人他的这个才干呢还没有全部发挥出来。
Before someone is able to completely use.To show out their talent.
但已经没有机会再发挥了。
They no longer have the chance to do so.
所以主耶稣呢，在讲说，趁着白日，这个是勉励人要把握住机会。
And so when Jesus said that work while the night, well, right before the night is coming, it is to encourage everyone to grab hold of their chances.
请看《传道书》十二章第一节、第二节。
That's read Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
十二章第一节第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说的我毫无喜乐那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。第二节。
Verse 2.
不要等到日头光明，月亮星宿。变为黑暗以后，云才返回。这里所说的就是要趁着年轻力壮的时候。
Here it means that we must work while we're still young and while we still have the strength.
纪念造物主啊。
Remember your creator.
要怎样去纪念？这个内容很多。
And here it says how we must remember our creator.
也就是说，我们今天已经都在纪念造物主啊。
It is saying that today we remember our Creator.
那么第二节所说的就是一个人年纪已经很大，已经老了。
And the second verse says that when one is growing old,
有一点不方便。
And one is growing feeble.
再来就是要进入完全黑暗，就没有办法做事情。
And after that, you enter into complete darkness and you no longer can work.
Solomon 王在年老的时候写传道书，实际上呢，他不长寿，比他的父亲更短命。
King Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes in his old age, and he did not live longer than his father did.
也可以说未老先衰啊。
He
没有那么。年纪没有那么大，但已经好像很衰老啊。
Even though he was not exactly old in age, he was old.
因为他呢非常放纵自己。
Because he indulged in life.
所以那时候他很想遵习呢他年轻力壮的时候的情形，但是已经没有机会。
Therefore, at that time, he wanted to treasure his youth, but he no longer had the chance to do so.
所以在这边留下记录给我们做参考。
And therefore, he left this record of Ecclesiastes.
所以主耶稣那个比喻呢，说到那一个人偶然发现这个藏宝的地方啊，他能够抓住机会啊，这个是很聪明的。
And therefore, the parable that Jesus talked about, the person finding treasure and grasping hold of his chance, is very full of wisdom.
那一个人能够抓住这个好机会是时间方面你能够把握以外啊，在时间的机会里面能够去把握住。
This person was able to grab hold of his chance within his time limits.
就是还有时间的时候。
Because while he had time, he grabbed hold of his chance.
还有一点就是我们有这种才能有这种恩赐的时候。
And secondly, we must know that we must.Grab hold of our chances while we still have the talent and ability to do so.
人的才能恩赐有时候呢，也会渐渐消失掉。
Sometimes one's talent may disappear as time goes.
一个人呢，他的才干也有在 很强的时候，也有很弱的时候。
Someone's talent might be very strong at one time, but may grow weak later.
当他的才干能够发挥很强的时候，能够抓住这个机会去发挥啊。
If you're at the point where your talent is very strong, then you must grab hold of this chance.
这就是有把握机会的。
Because then you have grabbed hold of your opportunities.
请看彼得前书第四章十节十一节。
Turn to book of 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
十节十一节。
Verse 10 and verse 11.
新约339页。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远啊！彼得在这边提到个人所得的恩赐啊。
From God.
也可以说每个人的才干不一样。
And we know that we all have different talents.
有发挥的机会，能够抓住机会发挥啊。
And if you have the ability to do to use your talents, you must use them.
比如说在教会里面抒情、领书、翻译这些呢，都是我们发挥的好机会。
For example, you must work for the Lord within the church, say, play the piano or lead the hymns.
然后有时候教会因为人才多，在安排这种工作的时候呢，不是常常有的。
Sometimes the church may be very filled with talents that you do not always get assigned to do holy work.
所以有的人啊，他很懂得去珍惜这个机会。
And therefore, there are people who know how to treasure their chances.
在圣经里面呢，也有人呢，啊，他能够懂得呢，啊。这很短的时间去做很有意义的事情。
And the Bible also recorded many people who know how to do meaningful things within a very short period of time.
旧约圣经里有一个小先知书，就是哈该书。
In the Old Testament, there's a prophet called Haggai.
这个哈该先知啊，他得到神的启示呢，在24天之内，他去完成呢神要他讲的话。
And Prophet Haggai, within 24 days, he was able to do according to God's order and speak for the Lord.
那在那24天对他来说非常重要。
And therefore, those 24 days in his life are the most important of his life.
那时候就是有关呢要重建圣殿的事情，他要去说服那些人呢，真的不容易啊。
He had to persuade others so that they can rebuild, the walls of a city.
但是他把握住那24天呢、啊、
？But he did grab hold of his chance and
请参看哈该书。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书第一章1107页。
Haggai chapter 1.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和耶沙达的儿子大祭司耶稣亚说，请看15节。
Let's read verse 15.
这是在大利乌王第二年六月24日，一共24天了。
In total, there were 24 days.
6月1号到6月24号他完成了。
He accomplished his job within the time period of 1st of July, 1st of June till the 24th of June.
他把握住这个时间是很短的。
Even though it was a very short period of time.
还有一个很有名的就是摩西啊。
And another very famous character in the Bible is Moses.
这个人有特别的恩典。
He had special talent from God.
他一生活到120岁。
He lived 120 years on earth.
但是呢，他从40岁的时候呢，他就有心呐、啊，心中就起意啊，就立志要做一些救人的工作。
When he reached age of 40, he told himself and he made he decided that he must work to help others.
但是没有好机会。
But he never had the chance to do so.
在耽误四十年。
And therefore he waited another 40 years.
请看《使徒行传》第七章。
Turn to Acts chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章二十二节、二十三节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 22 and 23.
新约172页二十二节。
Verse 22.
摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。二十三节。他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。摩西四十岁了，就想要做那些有意义的工作。
When Moses reached age 40, he decided to do something meaningful.
一直都没有机会。
But he never had the chance.
他所想的机会呢，结果呢，不是真正的机会。
And what he thought was a chance was not really a chance.
只有呢，啊，一时的这种冲动啊，没有办法完成他想要做的事情。
It was merely a sudden urge that he wanted to accomplish something for his life.
等到八十岁有一天呢，机会来临。
He had to wait until he was age 80 when his chance finally came.
那时候的摩西已经没有什么志向了，因为他是一个那时候是一个牧羊人呢。
At that time, Moses has lost all his ambitions because he had become a shepherd.
内心非常消极呀。
He has lost all his ambitions.
但是这是一个很好的机会临到他了。
But at that time, a very good chance came upon him.
后来呢，在神的怜悯鼓励之下呢，啊，他真的抓住呢，啊，这个好机会。
And with God's mercy and encouragement, he did grab hold of his chance.
那这个机会蛮长，有四十年。
And his chance lasted for 40 years.
所以摩西的一生当中呢，啊，把它分为三个时期，就是八十岁到一百二十岁最灿烂了。最光明啊。
And therefore, if divided Moses' lifetime into three sections, we can see that his last section, which is when he was age 80 to when he died at age 120, it was the most meaningful time of his life.
还有主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，死了三天复活，这个时间很短啊。
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross and died, but he resurrected 3 days after, it was a very short period of time.
那在那黑暗掌权的时候呢，想要做一些有意义的事不容易啊。
And at that time, when the dark and the evil power was in authority, it was very hard to do something that was meaningful.
但是有几个人呢，值得我们去啊，把它想一想，看一看哈。
But there are a couple of characters that we must look upon.
他们一生只有把握住那个机会。
Because throughout their whole lives, they had grasped hold of that one chance.
请看约翰福音十九章。
Turn to Gospel of John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
Gospel of John chapter 19.
三十八节到四十节。
Verse 38 to 40.
比拉多，我读错。约翰福音十九章三十八节。做些事以后。有亚里巴太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，主因为怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。他来求比拉多，要把耶稣的身体领去。比拉多准许他，他就把耶稣的身体领去。三十九节。又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着木药沉香约一百斤前来。四十节。他们就照犹太人殡葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好了。这里记载有两个人，就是耶稣啊，还有这个尼哥底母。
Here recorded two characters, Joseph and Nicodemus.
耶稣被钉十字架的时候，恶势力很大。
When Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, the
那些门徒啊，都很害怕。
Their opposition was in great power, therefore all his disciples were in fear.
但是一个 背地里的门徒，暗暗做门徒的这个耶稣，在这个时候挺身而出啊。
But there is a disciple in secret who was Joseph that stood out among the crowd.
向巡抚比拉多啊，要求说把耶稣的尸体交给他。
He requested for the body of Jesus Christ.
因为他有一个新的坟墓啊，他要埋葬耶稣。
Because he had a new grave where he wants to bury Jesus Christ.
还有一个尼哥底母，犹太人的官，也是暗暗的做门徒，本来呢不太敢光明的去见耶稣啊。
Another was Nicodemus, who was also a disciple secretly.
他拿了100斤的香料啊，全部放在耶稣的尸体上。
He took about 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes so that they could wrap.
那这两个人他所做的事情呢，主耶稣只有给他们他的尸体呢，只 用三天而已、啊、因为三天他就复活、啊、
But all these things that they have done for Jesus Christ was only in effect for 3 days because Jesus Christ resurrected 3 days after.
天上的神成为人来到世上被钉十字架完成救恩，在这个时候所发生的事情，这两个人能够坐在耶稣的身上，真的很难得啊！
It was very rare that these two people were able to do something on Jesus for Jesus Christ, who was God come into the world in flesh.
那么有些人想要做，已经没有机会了。
And there are others who would have wanted to do this, but they did not have the chance to do so.
请看路加福音24:1.
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verse 1.
到第三节。路加福音24:1到第三节。
Luke chapter 24:1-3。
七日的头一日黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。有一些妇女非常爱主耶稣，想要坐在主耶稣的身上，结果没有机会。
These women loved Jesus dearly, and they would like to do something for Jesus Christ, but they never had the chance.
当他们要做的时候，主耶稣已经呢复活了。
When they were about to do something for Jesus Christ has already resurrected.
所以机会呢啊是可遇不可求，懂得把握的人就能够得到宝贝。
Therefore, you cannot find chances, but chances come to you. And once you have chances come upon you, you must treasure it.
那么我再提一点哦，在神的教会里面有一些族分哈、哦。这个族分呢，有的是一种工作的族分，有的是顺族的族分啊。这个也要遵循啊那个机会哈、哦，遵循他的族分。
And when you work under Jesus Christ, and when you are a ministry within the church, then you must treasure your position.
请看罗马书11:13.
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11 verse 13.
罗马书11:13.
Chapter 11 verse 13.
我对你们外邦人说这话，因我是外邦人的属徒，所以敬重我的族分。保罗自称为外邦人的属徒啊。
Paul here calls himself Apostle of Gentiles.
因为保罗呢，他对语言各方面呢、啊，他比主耶稣所拣选的十二个门徒懂得多啊。
Jesus Christ, Paul compared to all the disciples of Jesus Christ, who is far more talented in language.
所以要做外邦的使徒，必须要突破犹太人、犹太教的这种墙啊，突破以后才能够出去啊。
Therefore, as the apostle of Gentiles, he has overcome all the rules of the usual apostles of Jesus Christ.
因为犹太人几千年来的这个观念呢，他们看清犹太人以外的人。
Because for thousands of years of history, the Jews often looked down on other Gentiles.
把这些人把他们称为化外人、外邦人。
They called them Gentiles.
那么保罗要把福音去传给这些人呢？因为保罗是犹太人，真的很困难。
And Paul, as a Jew who wants to preach to the Gentiles, it is very difficult for him.
但是他说他敬重主耶稣给他这个族分。
But here he says that he makes much of his ministry.
我们再看哥罗西书第一章二十五节、二十六节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter one.
第一章，哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter one.
二十五节、二十六节。
Verse 25 and 26.
两百八十四页新约。我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。二十六节。
Verse 26.
这道理就是历代历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他圣徒显明了。保罗是教会的执事。
Paul is the ministry of church.
但是神呢，有这种隐藏的奥秘。
But Jesus was a hidden mystery.
同样是被安提只是有的不懂，但是保罗懂啊。
Well, the other ministries of the church does not understand the mystery of Jesus Christ, but Paul understood.
所以他懂得珍惜这一份职分。
Therefore, he knows how to treasure his ministry.
把握住机会啊。
He grabbed hold of his chances.
把神这个历世历代所隐藏的奥秘把它阐明出来。
So that he was able to discover the hidden mysteries of Jesus Christ.
那在教会现在神的教会里面有传道主、主长、主主。
And within the church today, we know there are preachers and elders and ministers.
请看提摩太后书第四章第五节。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太后书第四章第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5.
305页新约。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。提摩太是一个年轻的传道。
Timothy was a young minister.
那么保罗在这边告诉他要尽你的职分，就是要把握住机会啊。
Here Paul encouraged him that he must discharge all the duties of his ministry.
目前我们真耶稣教会的这个传道职分呢，因为制度化。这个制度很完全。
Now the preachers and elders and ministers of true Jesus Christ.
那在这个制度里面的能够发挥传道的这个职分呢，要把握机会。
Now all the ministers are under a regulation, therefore these ministers must grab hold of their chances.
但是有的人很容易在他的职分上呢，很疲倦，叫做在职厌职啊。
But sometimes we find that there are people who have gotten tired of their ministry.
有的当老师一久呢，也会在职厌职。
Some who are teachers get tired of their own job.
像我当传道人，也会有这种心态。
And sometimes as preachers, we have the same mentality too.
但是能够遵循这个嘱咐呢，在这个。制度里面的有这种职分的时候，要去把握住。
But when it is our duty as a minister, we must grab hold of our chances.
还有，在真耶稣教会里面有长老执事，这个是终身职的哈。
And true Jesus Church, there are elders and preachers, and these are a lifetime job.
那这种职分呢，也要去珍惜。
And we must all treasure
these positions. 提摩太前书三章第一节。
Turn to First Timothy.
提摩太前书三章第一节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。这里说监督的职分是指的长老。
Here the overseers are mentioning the elders.
还有呢，执事也是呢，这个一种职分。
And these are positions.
能够羡慕善工啊。
And how do you desire a noble task?
这个就把握住机会了。
Is to treasure your positions.
那么还有一种叫做工作的职分啊。
And others are a position that you obtain as a job.
有安排这个工作的时候，就有这种职分。
Once you're assigned to do a certain job, then you have this. Then you have this.
没有被安排这个职分就没有了。
But But once you're not assigned, then you're no longer in position.
请看哥罗西书四章十七节。
Turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章十七节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 7.
要对亚基布说，务要谨慎，尽你从主所受的职分。这个亚基布弟兄啊，保罗常常安排啊，给他一些工作，把他列为是职分啊。
Tychius was often assigned jobs from Paul.
保罗是说，这个是主给你的职分啊。
And Paul said that these are the duties that you must fulfill as a minister.
他不是顺职人员，但是在圣工上常常被安排。
He was not a true minister, but however, he was often assigned to do holy work.
比如说我们被选上教会的负责人啊，这个就是在工作上他有那个职分。
Therefore, if within church you are appointed to be a coordinator, this means that you have this duty.
或者是宗教教育的教员都有这种工作的职分。
And even if you are a RE teacher, you also have this duty under you.
这种职分有期限，当你呢？有这种职分的时候要把握机会啊。
However, these positions have time limits, and while you're within the time limit, you must grab hold of your chances.
所以有关主耶稣所说的这个天国好像宝贝啊，忽然间被一个人发现了，就是有这种含义，要把握机会。
Therefore, this is what the parable means. When someone finds a treasure, you must grab hold of your chance and treasure it.
请看哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。保罗在这边说啊。
Here Paul says,
能够竭力多做主工啊。
You must work fully for the Lord.
那么这样所付出的劳心劳力呢，都不会徒然，会得到报赏。
Because the labor in the Lord are not in vain.
在圣工上，有的要劳身，有的要劳心啊。
When we do holy work, sometimes it is very troublesome.
那这些都是属于劳苦的内容。
Sometimes these are labors.Physically and mentally.
那因为是在主的恩典、主的爱里面，所以不会归空。
But because we are working under our Lord, so we know we are not laboring in vain.
就是主耶稣会纪念。
And we know that Jesus Christ will remember our work.
那主耶稣的报赏、纪念，有的在今生就加给他，有的又留在来生又加给他的都有。
And Jesus Christ will surely reward you whether or not in the present or in the future.
所以神的教会啊，圣工要推展，就是这种人家说长江的这个后浪推前浪，一直推一直推，教会一直发展，就是这样。
And this is how the church must prosper.
那这样就是我们弟兄姐妹呢，能够呢把握住机会啊。
And as brothers and sisters, we must grab hold of our chances.
那么有关天国好像宝贝这个题目呢，还有一点我还没讲的哈。
And there's still another point that I would like to add on to our topic.
就是这个人发现以后就欢欢喜喜变卖他的一切啊，去买这一块地哈。
And the parable says that this person found a treasure and therefore he happily sold everything he had so that he can go and purchase the land.
有关这一点明天再讲。
Tomorrow we shall